I think back on how important it was for me to have that time in Arizona away from my roots. That was so important for my personal growth, to be able to grow into the person that, you know, I was trying to kind of figure myself out, what I believed, what I wanted out of life, and just get to know myself more personally. All right, guys, welcome back to Third Time's Me. Holy moly, I cannot believe that it's already basically halfway through September. It's freaking me out. I just got back to Portland a couple days ago, and we are officially having what feels like our first day of fall here. It's cloudy, it's cooler, it's like in the 50 degrees at night. We're supposed to still have some days this week, and I think into next week that'll be hitting like the 70s, so it's not completely fall chilly weather yet, but we're getting there. And it's a little bit gloomier, and it rained a little bit this morning. And I wasn't sure, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure if I was ready for summer to be over yet, because we did have a delay in our start to summer this year here in the Pacific Northwest. But I am ready for it. And I think a big reason for that is I just got back from spending the last 9 days in Phoenix, Arizona, and holy shit, it was effing hot. It was over 100 degree temperatures every single day that I was there. I think everyone, it seems like on the West Coast and Southwest, had a heat wave that hit them. So it was pretty toasty, and I forgot what it was like to just be kind of sweating constantly. So I am feeling like I'm ready for fall. And I think there's just something too about the energy of this trip that I just got back from that has me feeling kind of like cozy family vibes. I just spent the last 9 days catching up with most of my best friends. There was a couple people that I wasn't able to see while I was there. I tried to squeeze in as many as I possibly can, but it was so wonderful to see everyone that I did get to see. Two of my best friends just had babies within the last year and a half. One good friend of mine, a couple, they just had a kiddo 2 months ago. And then my other longtime friend had a baby girl, my niece JC, 16 months ago. So got to hang out with the 16-month-old and the 2-month-old. And I have to say, I have had friends and have known people over the years that have turned, have become aunts, and have seen how excited and how happy it makes them and how proud they are to be an aunt. And I knew that I would feel this with my sister when she had a kid, and I have yet to meet my nephew Liam. I'm actually flying out to North Carolina next month to meet him for the first time in person. So I knew that I would feel that type of attachment and excitement and love for, you know, my own blood sister's child, my, you know, blood nephew. But I didn't expect how obsessed I was going to be for some of my best friend's children. Like the moment that I met JC, my best friend Jenny's kiddo, I just felt my heart quadruple in size immediately. And there's just something to be said about seeing someone that you have been friends with for so long. I mean, Jenny is my longest friend. We've been friends for almost 10 years now. And I've seen her. I was friends with her before she even met her now husband. And I saw her going through the dating phase with her now husband, saw them get married, was at their wedding. You know, I've seen them through all these different stages of life, buying a home and now starting a family. And there's just something so magical, you know, same as my other friends that just had a baby a couple months ago, seeing them through all these stages of life and now growing their own family. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's so magical. And I didn't expect how, you know, excited and how connected I would feel to these babies, not being my own and not being like my blood nieces and nephews. But it's really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's about the people that you are closest with. And I'm just so excited to be in this auntie world right now. I feel like I'm made for aunt life. So I cannot wait to meet baby nephew Liam here next month. He is the next one to be visiting on my travel list. So looking forward to coming out and seeing you guys in North Carolina, Katie and Sam, if you are listening. So I thought it would be fun to have this week's episode talk about something very relevant. And having just got back from Arizona, I really had some time to myself. I had a couple days that I had a little bit of alone time. I took myself out to dinner one night and was sitting there thinking about how much of an impact Arizona and the people that I met in Arizona have had on my life. And so I want the theme of this show, of this episode, to be kind of all around like people and places and how they can have an impact on you and how you can sometimes outgrow places and people. But how like certain people and places, even if you do outgrow them and move on with your life and close that door and open new chapters, how they have such a necessary impact on your personal growth and help to shape who you are, because this really hit me hard this trip. And I've been back to Arizona many times since I left. So I left Arizona in 2018 and have not lived there full time since, but I have since all my best longest term friends have, you know, are still there and based there. And I've had friends that I've been in their weddings and things like that. So I've had reasons to go back to visit and occasions to be there for. So I've been back almost at least about once a year since 2018. But this time back hit a little bit differently. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. For one, definitely coming back to visit and having my friends be in very different life stages, that of course, you know, hits differently. You know, I've got all my friends there now are either married or are in, you know, serious relationships. And half of them now at this point have kids of their own or are currently pregnant. So it's a really exciting time and chapter. And it's just, it definitely hit me this trip that so much has changed since I lived in Arizona, and so many things in the lives of the people that I love have changed. And it was just a lot of really awesome reflection and to think back on all the things that Arizona, you know, did for me in terms of my own personal growth and all the amazing, wonderful, beautiful people that it brought into my life, and how I've been able to maintain most of those friendships. And some have, you know, changed and grown over the years, but it's really had such an incredible impact on my life. And I think it's important to think about these things and appreciate them as a part of your growth journey. So let's backtrack a little bit. I moved to Arizona the end of 2005. It was halfway through my eighth grade year. I got there just in time to have a few months to like make some friends before starting off high school. I moved from my hometown of Monmouth, Oregon to Arizona. So I moved to from a town that was at the time around 5,000 people or so total population, definitely a smaller high school and middle school, to a massive, huge, growing suburban desert. My freshman class at my high school in Gilbert, Arizona had 1,100 people my freshman year. 1,100 people just in my freshman class. That is, I think, at least triple the size of my entire what would have been high school if I would have stayed in Oregon and didn't move. So there was a ton of changes. It was definitely a big adjustment going from being a small town, you know, church bred country girl to a suburban desert massive city. So it was definitely a big adjustment. And at that point in my life, I had never lived anywhere outside of the state of Oregon. We had hopped around a little bit and lived in a couple different towns when I was younger in like elementary school and middle school. But for the most part, like, you know, kind of stayed in the Willamette Valley area. So that was pretty much all I knew at that point. I had never left the country. I had never lived outside of Oregon. I had visited other states before for like family vacation to like go visit grandparents and things like that. But definitely was a huge, huge adjustment. I went to high school all 4 years in Gilbert, Arizona, and then got an in-state scholarship and actually went to University of Arizona in Tucson for all 4 years of college. Halfway through my college career, my mom and stepdad and siblings actually moved back to Oregon. So when we moved to Arizona, my mom's parents lived there at the time. So I had one set of grandparents that lived there full time. And then we as a family unit moved down there. But that was pretty much all the family that we had down there. We had some extended family and stuff that later on moved down there, like cousins and whatnot. But that was pretty much what we had. And then halfway through my college career, my family decided to move back to Oregon. And I, you know, being halfway through my 4-year college, I didn't want to, you know, change schools. I was kind of happy with where I was at. And also transferring credits would have been a total pain in the ass and a whole mess. So I decided to stay and stayed in Tucson, Arizona, finished out my college career there. My grandparents eventually, within a year or two, I think it was, of my family moving back to Oregon, they also retired and moved out of state. So it was just me in Arizona. So moved up to Phoenix semester before I graduated, finished up my credits via online, and got like an internship and started kind of scouting around for what would be my big girl job once I graduated. And then I proceeded to live for the next 4 years in Phoenix. And this is really, you know, that final year of my college, my senior year of college, and then that year immediately after post-college are the 2 years that I really started to ground myself and make the friends that would become my best friends and still are to this day my best friends. So I have Phoenix and Arizona to thank for a lot of things. It introduced me to some of the most amazing people that I am now still great friends with today. In addition to introducing me to some of my longest term friends, you know, I think back on how important it was for me to have that time in Arizona away from my roots and where my family lived. That was so important for my personal growth to be able to grow into the person that, you know, I was trying to kind of figure myself out, what I believed, what I wanted out of life, and just get to know myself more personally. I think for some people that like you don't necessarily need to be distanced from family in order to experience that growth, but for some people you do. And for me, I think I look back and I feel like it was, you know, it was definitely tough at times. It sucked not having family nearby. Every time I would, you know, want to visit family, I would have to fly like states away. Holidays, I was always flying, you know, back and forth, visiting family, going up to Oregon, flying back to Arizona. So that was a little bit of a headache at times, and it sucked to not have them closer, of course. But I think it was really crucial for my personal growth journey to be really on my own, to not have family to be able to lean on for certain things, you know, naturally that you might when you have them close and nearby. It was really important for me to have that level of independence and separation to be able to figure out who I was and what I wanted out of life and figure out what types of friendships I wanted in my life. So that was a really big important part of my journey while in Arizona in those last 4 years, especially. And it's crazy because when I was sitting in, and so for anyone, any of my listeners that are based in Arizona or have been to Arizona and maybe familiar with the famous Postino's restaurant, the Postino's in Arcadia in Phoenix is one of my still to this day favorite places to eat and drink wine. I had to make sure that I did a pit stop while I was in Phoenix last week, and I actually took myself to dinner there and went by myself actually and just sat at the bar, had a glass of wine, ordered a board of bruschetta. Every Monday and Tuesday, Postino's would do, and I think still does to this day, $25 for a bottle of wine and a board of bruschetta. This was my girlfriends and I go-to spot for ladies' night out. So I cannot tell you how many times. It was nearly almost every week I was there on a Monday or on a Tuesday with either one, two, or three girlfriends and kind of a rotation of different girlfriends. Just as a place to meet up, chit chat, support each other, talk about careers, talk about our drives, talk about our relationships, if we were happy, if we were unhappy, supporting each other in that, talking about trips, talking about where we wanted to go with life, like all the things possible. And as I sat there last week in Postino's by myself at the bar, not having a bottle, but having a glass of wine and a whole board of bruschetta to myself, which I finished pretty much all of it, by the way, I was just sitting there like so overwhelmed with joy and some definitely some nostalgic feelings. I kind of miss those days a little bit, but just sitting there thinking about where I was during the times that I was going there, you know, I know myself so much better now than I did then. And that's obviously great to see. And then like thinking about where my friends were at, some of them were in relationships that were not serving them, were not healthy for them. I also at times was not in relationships that were healthy for me or serving me at the time. And we really utilized these girls' nights to like lean on each other, you know, confusion about where we were in our careers and where we wanted to go. And I remember where I was at in my career at the time. And I was working a job that I knew that I liked parts of the job, but it wasn't super fulfilling. I didn't have a great relationship with my boss at the time. So just all these different things that were, you know, so stressful and seemed so crazy at the time. And like now fast forwarding several years later and seeing how far we've all come as women, how we've been able to support each other over the years and stay friends and all of the things that we've gone through and the growth. It's really, really beautiful. And I just found myself sitting there having a glass of wine, just being so proud of all of the amazing people in my life and how far we've come and that we've been able to grow together as friends and support each other through all of the ups and downs of life. I will say too that this trip back to Arizona was probably the first that I really confidently can say and feel that I know I will never move back there again. I mean, never say never. You never know what might happen. But I feel like every time I'd come back to visit for a friend's wedding or to just visit my friends or for whatever occasion it may be, I always had a little bit of this wondering if I should move back because of the fact that I had my closest, dearest friends that all lived there. You know, wondering if that was maybe where I should be, if that's where my best support system was. And so this was the first time visiting since I left in 2018. So it would have been 4 years ago. This is the first time that visiting, I was so happy to be there, so excited to hang out and catch up with all of my girlfriends and guy friends. but I just didn't feel this confusion or uncertainty on whether or not I should be there. I feel so at peace where I'm at now in Portland, and I know that I am where I'm supposed to be. And that's just such an amazing feeling because it just can be so confusing when you know, they say the home is where the heart is, and like it's the people that you surround yourself with that are really what matters. And I do firmly believe that. And so I always felt very conflicted living in other cities and moving away and wondering if I would find my ride or dies and my best friends and people that really could show up for me and be a community and me for them as well in these new places that I lived in. And then every time I go back to Arizona, it kind of just felt like, okay, Chris, like your friends that you love so much and that love you so much are here. Like, what are you doing? Like, why did you leave this? But, you know, there was a lot of reasons why I left Arizona. I left with the ending of a breakup. And that was kind of what really pushed me over the edge to just needing a fresh start and needing to get out. I had had 3 relationships end in Arizona. 2 of them end very poorly. And it just kind of felt, I didn't want to feel like I was running away, but I just felt like I had done my time there. I had lived there for 12 years. And I just was ready for a new adventure and ready for a new start and ready to, I just felt like I kind of had outgrown Arizona. And I feel confident saying that now having visited and now where I'm at in my life now, like visiting last week, it was hard to leave because I love my friends and I wish I could be there more to see them on the regular. You know, it's hard to maintain friendships from afar, especially the older we get, the busier we get. You know, there's only so much you can do when you live states away. But I can confidently say that I have personally outgrown Arizona and it's not a place that is like serving my soul anymore. And there's no more growth for me there. And that's not to say that it's not a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place. And a lot of people, a lot of my friends love living there and I want that for them. I firmly believe that wherever you feel happiest at, and I hope that, you know, I hope that all of you, my listeners, have had the opportunity or will allow yourself the opportunity to try out living in different places. You know, if you've only lived one place in your entire life, you're still in your hometown, I highly encourage you to make it a priority to at some point trial living somewhere else, even if it's just in a different city or town in your state. Whatever is doable for you, you just never know where your next chapter of growth may need to take place. And sometimes like your growth can be limited when you just stay in one place, right? Opening yourself up to new experiences, new people, new perspectives, new cultures, just new dynamics, new energies, new climates, you name it, new, you know, different types of music, different types of art. Every city has its own vibe. Every state has its own type of energy. So just really allowing yourself to explore living in different places. I think that's been a big part of my personal growth journey. You know, I grew up in Oregon, spent my childhood in Oregon, and then lived in Arizona for 12 years, and then moved to San Francisco for 2 years, and then lived in Austin, Texas for 2 years. And now I'm back in Oregon, but I'm living in Portland, which is not where I lived previously. And so I feel like I've really got to kind of dip my toes in several different parts of the West Coast and Southwest. And at least for the time being, I feel very happy and very content here. And so I'm thankful for that. And even though I've, you know, kind of outgrown my time in Arizona, Arizona will always hold a very special place in my heart because of all the wonderful people that it brought me and all the wonderful experiences. And it really was a place for me to find myself, to grow up, to mature, to identify what quality friendships are and mean. You know, I had lots of friends when I was younger that were wonderful people. But I think, you know, I struggled a little bit to really find like the type of quality of friendships that I always craved and desired. When I moved to Arizona, I think naturally moving from a small town to a big metropolitan city, that can be quite a little bit of an adjustment and a culture shock. And so finding those people that are now still are my really good dear friends and my family in Phoenix, that's been a big blessing and has really taught me what to look for in friendships later down the road. So I think my main message here is to be grateful for the people and the places that have been a part of your life and chapter. And even if those chapters have closed or maybe those relationships have closed or you've moved on and you live in a new place now, be really grateful for what each of those steps and those places and people and things in your life brought to you and helped shape you, because they did. You know, there's a big imprint on you, and it's helped to shape who you are as a person. And I'm going to do a separate episode on this because I have gotten some requests to do an episode on how to make friends as an adult in a new city, or just as an adult in general. If you're starting over and trying to make new friends and you just moved somewhere new, it can be tough when you're not in school, especially, or have something like, you know, as a younger person, like you have school to connect you with other people that have common interests. So as an adult, it can be really difficult. And I've gotten a lot of requests on that. So I'm going to do a separate episode on that specifically. But also just want to encourage people to, if you've been itching to try out a new city, find a new home, see if you like it, go for it. Like, you can always move back home. You can always move back to your hometown. You can always move back to wherever you currently are now. There's always something to come back to that's never going to change. So I encourage people to take the risk and take the chance to give a new city a shot. And even if it isn't your forever home, you never know who you might meet or what you might learn about yourself that will be a big part of your journey. I'm going to wrap this show up for this week's episode, but thank you so much for tuning in again. This is Third Times Me. I'm your host, Chris Zervis. Please, pretty please don't forget to follow me on Instagram, guys. I love to hear from you, see what you guys are listening to, see who's tuning in. My Instagram is at Chris Zervis, K-R-I-S, Z as in zebra, E-R, V as in Victor, A-S. That's on Instagram. Also my handle for TikTok. You can click around on my social media and you'll find my Linktree links to all the different platforms to listen to my show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week.